can I live?
Well, are you or which?
I'm Hanson.
You're Hanson?
Flying saucer story, are you? Is that
well? No, you see, as you probably know, the Air Force United investigates all reports of that type. And you probably read the publicity that's been put out in connection with it. And whenever we hear something like this, well, we try to do a source and see how authentic it is, if at all.
Well, tell me, how long have you been on this particular investigation?
Well, we haven't given this thing much thought until just recently, and we found that Mr. Murphy got it through a man by the name of Davis from you, and we'd like to see where you got it for as it originated with you.
Well, no, it did not originate with me. However, the source that I got it at, I can't tell you, though I would like to. Where I live in a very confidential spot. I believe that I am responsible, however, for Murphy hearing about it. Through this deal of, what did you say his name was? Davies? It's possibly good for him, I don't know.
Well, we know that you told Mr. Murphy in presence of others, we didn't speak directly to him, but you related your information in presence of about 5 or 6 people connected to the Fort Lord Company. And, Murphy had
actually one that overheard. Actually, there were about 4, I believe. They went out from Murphy and other guys.
I think there was one man from out here along with you on that ticket check, isn't that right? But we don't know who it was, but I think the way Mr. Murphy told us that a friend of yours or another man from the KMYR was out there with you at the same time.
Yes, that's right. There was a fellow by the name of Holden Fuller. Yeah. He was a new man starting here that I took out. How far have you gone with your investigation of this thing other than just contacting these few people?
Well, we have offices all over the country in the United States.
What do you think of the flying saucer story?
Well,
how far have you gotten there with
it? I'll tell you, we're over here to see what you know about it.
I see. In other words, you're not divulging any information.
No, we're not.
Well, I'll tell you, what was told to me, frankly and honestly, was told in the strictest of confidence. Now, I don't believe that I have violated that confidence in any way. For the simple reason, I have never mentioned any names, where I have got the information I've got.
You have mentioned names.
Well, have I?
The story that we got now, like I say, we got a third hand, we're coming to you because of the story.
Well, actually, I, to my knowledge, have never mentioned any name. Nor do I intend to anyone. Now, the reason for that is this, and I think if you were put in my position, you'd feel the same identical way that I do. This was entrusted to me as a confidence. Now, I have
information that you passed on to 4 or 5 other people?
Not the information? No, it was not entrusted to me as a confidence, no.
What?
It was told to me as a story. However, the names where I got it from was entrusted to me as a confidence. And I have no desire to jeopardize that confidence in any way, nor will I.
You believe the story that you related?
100%.
You feel that your story is so reliable that there's no place you want to deliver as to the authenticity.
I think that's right, yeah.
Where is that, like, your caller?
You can just call me George. No, all right. But it's Mr.
Okay.
Good.
I don't know that way. See, we have a job to do. In other words, we're employed by the government.
Now, I have more time than most ordinary men have, but that's beside the point. I mean, I just can't go running off all over the country to meet with these guys and talk about this thing. In other words, I've got a job to do here, and I've got a lot more important things to do. And everybody wants a story, and everybody wants the information and so on. Now, I was told, Monday of this week, that I know absolutely nothing. Now, believe me when I say I'm not trying to be facetious or nasty to you. I'm not that kind of stuff.
They knew you were told.
I don't know anything. I don't know if she would refer to it as a source or the boys. I mean, it doesn't make any difference to me. But that is the only way I have to refer to it. Now, as far as giving names,
nothing you ever know. Well, have you ever, of course, destroyed the way we get it?
Mm-hmm.
That you have, claimed to have seen.
That oh, yes,
you have that or anything?
No. I have never seen that. What the hell
would
look like this to you?
Well, you probably know that when you have one of your hands down, you search the person's alternative attitude, facts, and so on, and everything else.
I've given just a few facts that I have heard myself. Now, I've never seen one. No, I've never seen one. I really have a boy working here who has seen them in the air. He claims.
Well, there's a lot of people all
over. That's
right. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you got a picture of that man. So, yes, they would explain.
There's a movie showing in New York at the Rialto Theater, I understand. That on Monday. It's called The Flying Saucer. And it refers to the story why it shows a little dot in the sky and makes it like a flying saucer. It's put out by MGM or something, but it's, to my knowledge, it's just a lie.
Alright, how about, any question I ask you certain degree, you don't care to answer it. Your story.
Is yours connected
with Joseph
in any way, or is it private? Frankly,
I'm not free to answer that question. All right, the reason I'm getting at that is that any information contained in this flying saucer treatment, I know that it's in the hands of private witnesses. Is that right?
I.
Any one person should decide whether you should retain this information or you should return over to the private authority.
I believe that the government is the only one that should have any answers to this story. And I believe that the government is making a huge mistake in not giving the true facts about the goddamn thing as they know it. I'll tell you why I feel that way. I might be a little bit different than anybody else, I don't know. But you know, this wonderful country of ours, the United States, has taken this so-called atomic age without any hysteria whatsoever. And yes, there is an interplanetary age as all these magazine articles, newspaper articles, and supposedly these two fact articles, if they're right, I think they're going to stick in the same comments that they do in the country. I honestly believe. Now, I'll tell you this thing fascinating, just fascinating, because I want to know more about it than the things. And I think everyone in the United States really thinks that more way about it. I don't know why they shouldn't. Now, why the hell won't the government release this information? I mean, don't you feel, I mean, you're a normal, intelligent human being. You know, how would you take anything?
Well, the story, I'll tell you now, the story that, are you aware of the story that was printed in the Kansas City paper?
No.
Well, that's the worst family. Certainly the government won't give any value to
it. Why, they'd be damn fools,
that's right.
That's right.
So,
they certainly should release some facts of them, don't you believe?
Well, it's a mistake, really. At least that's the greatest.
It's all been explained, but if you'll pardon me, it hasn't been explained in my perspective. I mean, the only article that I've ever read is both UP and AP Wire, or the Air Force, where no particular man, denies the entire story. They claim that it just doesn't exist. People are having hallucinations. Well, no. People don't have hallucinations.
Well, they're not always claiming hallucinations.
That's right. Some of them they claim will be
on
the right
and so on.
Yeah, that's what you claim. However, in the entire article of man's name as denying this entire thing. I wonder why.
All right. We have found that it was important enough to talk to you to see what information you had. Something has led us to you, an allegation that you had information. All right. Now, you don't want to give us a choice. Now, the government...
You're in the portion of my giving you, sir. What would you do if I get my position? What would you do if I
didn't?
Huh? Would
you be sure that I can't get it? I'm telling you, man. I'd rather say, well, I'm guilty.
You say what I would say, that I would reveal my story and let the people who are involved in this business track it all down.
Now, let me tell you what the next step would be. If you tell us your story, someone would contact you for it.
You mean
this is not the story that goes to the next? You track it down to its last final point. All right.
You mean the Air Force knows nothing of these ships now?
Oh, the Air Force is getting reports from all over the country. All matters contained. And it tracks them all down in one form or another. All right, now, the full information, I won't even say that I know it all. They don't notify me
from watching. Story.
I didn't imagine they would.
Well, I'm just a little guy that's thinking out another story.
Well, I thought
they were violating everything, you see?
I thought those that they would give you a thumbnail sketch of the entire thing
as you
know it to be now.
We're kept the rest of the situation generally, but not in detail. In respect to
well, do you believe it yourself? Just between you and I still make a damn difference what you tell me. If I tell somebody that some of the Air Force boys are here and they tell me they believe it, why, there'd be just another story.
Well, that's it. I don't want that to happen. Ah! I prefer not to comment on that.
I see. Well, frankly, I do believe it 100%. And as I say, I believe that every American in the United States is the biggest colony. Without any great reaction, there's no reason in the world why.
Okay, Jordan, how about you have a session to say now? Right under myself, where we're talking next week, and I don't want to say this much to you, all right? And I want to wait for you to come. I want to tell you that I led to believe that you had some years, and a couple of little chunks of time, and you said,
well, let's say that I just refuse to comment on that particular book. I do not have the gift.
You don't have it.
I do not have
it. Oh, did you have it, Doctor? Let's quit hating.
Well, as I said, I don't have the gift. Four pieces of metal. I think we're coming to business. That's the goddamn thing you ever heard of. The other day, that a letter came to me, Mr. General, from Boulder, Colorado, you see, with two little discs in it, aluminum discs. Does this metal resemble that of yours? I don't even know what he's talking about. I got it in the postbox.
Somebody else knows that you have some information.
Must believe that I have some information. Apparently so. But the goddamn thing was signed. Huh. It's a word. It's just a postmark. It's a postscript on it. That's the Boulder, Colorado.
Well.
Or maybe somebody's trying to get these pictures. I'll tell you, you haven't read this article, Frank Sullivan. Huh?
No, I think
I haven't. Goddamn it, now I suggest you do, because I think it has a great deal of information. And any man, see, who has that much information? Come on, this is. We must know all of it.
The Lord Hill has said that anything is fact. One is what you feel themselves. And that's something that you can deal with publishers right now.
Do you know the two magazines have been after me to give them information and a story? And you know what I told both of them?
Really?
I said, well, I have to tell freedom. I'm sorry, I don't have any. Can you arrange a meeting? Say, can you arrange a meeting whereby we can get this information? Yet I know that Red Magazine, in particular, has offered thousands and thousands of dollars for this thing, and have offered me the same thing. And I sent the man away yesterday. Now, I can use $5, all for goddamn well, but I had to send the son of a bitch away. See? Well, that's rough as hell. That's rough. Of course, I can't move any of them. I can give them possibly facts that in later years will prove to be exacting facts, yes. But who the hell am I? I'm George Fuller, goddamn time salesman for KMYR. See?
Thank you,
Mr. Bill. I'm sorry, I felt kind of worried.
Have you been with the office very long?
About a year and a half.
Yeah,
about a year. 2 years.
You
think
that?
No.
You know
the
name?
Mac, I sure do. I think he's very nice. Very nice. Was that right? Yeah, Mac is a lot of money. He left here about a year ago. Yes. I like Mac very much. Very conscientious and damn fine, I guess. But he was a little bit timid than I am here. See, Mac was a programmer. Referring to what? The programming of the sales of it is
driving now or how it is.
As a business, it's very good. Very good. I have been exceptionally, well, I would say lucky. Lucky and fortunate.
Do you do your own selling that you contact individuals who you might be sponsored with?
That's right. That's right. That's my job. It does. A lot of it is
redoing.
I enjoy the job a lot, mainly because I get just naturally lazy. I don't know. I don't like working too hard. But frankly, I believe that I've done a very outstanding job here. I think anybody will tell you that. And I just like it. Everything you like, goddamn, you can excel at. What I want.
But they judge by your sales line.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Is that your connection with James to do the sports man?
I sell Morley B. Davies Tunnel.
Yeah.
He is the J. Wolf Thompson representative for the Ford Motor Company of the entire United States.
Well, not the representative. That's what I think is the West.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, Davies apparently has heard any comment that he's made on
I would say
any phone on any other at all. It's
not your name. Davies has, I would say, heard the entire story. Yeah.
Well,
I'm sure I really got to release it. You had actually seen it.
Oh, correct.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, you just seen one. It's not like it's certainly went on.
Brother, if I had seen him,
they want to talk to
him. If I had seen him, and seen the occupants, you think I let that fellow walk out of here through with a $5,000 check to him?
You don't blame us for coming to see you.
I'm glad you did.
Tell
us
that George Ford
sees those guys.
We want to see George
Ford. Oh, and you want to see it too, right? In fact, when you get these things, you can just come down here and take me by the hand and lead me to it, and I'll be very grateful. From the sightings of these ships, in fact, I'll tell you a story that's been really great here. About 3 months ago, so the story goes, that within 65 miles from here, one of these things was supposed to land it, right? And two little girls saw the goddamn thing, as the story goes, ran in to tell their grandmothers. By the time they convinced their grandmother came out to look at the goddamn thing, he was gone. His grandmother didn't see it. But that was some other natural phenomenon, wasn't it?
Well, George, how big was your kids have imagination?
Yeah, that's what I'm
sorry for.
There's one who's our program director here. He was riding in Northern Colorado. Mm-hmm. Which part of Southern Colorado? With his mother. phone flying around in the sky.
We have very, very rapidly on the map. We have a lot of stock in the world. We've got a lot of stock in the world. We've got a lot of stock in the
Okay, then we'll... If there was
know I'm really going to leave me out of the call and have you get there.
All right.
Well, I'm knowing you. Glad to meet you. Glad to meet you.
Now, I'm going to see you when I'm ready. Sorry.